The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Christina Liu. Hello, Christina.
This is nice.
I like this.
I know.
Project Independence, just to give everybody a brief idea, is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help people age in place. And by doing so, we provide transportation for medical visits, for shopping, social work services. There's a myriad of services provided, but one of the most important ones and one of the newest ones is the Circle of Support. And to talk more about that today, we have Nancy Mizraki with us, and Nancy is the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging, otherwise known as DOSA.
It is such a pleasure to be back, and I'm really excited to share information about the Circle of Support.
This is a huge thing, the Circle of Support. It's tremendous.
It's a tremendous initiative. And, you know, just to talk about Project Independence, the core of Project Independence is planning, and more planning. And the Circle of Support, as far as I'm concerned, is just an evolution of Project Independence. I want to just give you a little bit of a background of how the Circle of Support came into being.
Absolutely.
And then give you a description of what it is and how seniors can utilize this program. One of the most incredible features of the Project Independence program is our senior advisory committees. And the senior advisory committees are the people who actually give us ideas of what kind of programming is needed and what's needed by seniors in the town. In the Great Neck Senior Advisory Committee, we had a group of seniors who might be widowed, alone, childless, and they would say, well, we're really worried. We have all these wonderful generic programs from Project Independence that will help us stay on our own homes and communities, but we have individual problems, and how are we going to cope and stay in our own homes? So this was a catalyst to develop.
The Great Neck Advisor, I know, was talking about that for years upon years. It was a main concern of that group.
Yes, it certainly was. And you even had one of our seniors on that committee has a child with disabilities. And she was telling us all about these different models, whether you call it a circle of friends or a circle of support. And basically, what was developed with the Great Neck Senior Advisory Committee and our former wonderful social worker, Edith August, who was a subcontracted social worker from JASA, they put this incredible tool together. So the Circle of Support, basically, it's a life planning tool that includes trusted people, organizations, and other resources that come together to help you live a more healthy, social, and productive life in your community. And it's really used to help you realize your immediate and long-term goals as you age in place. What's unique about this model, and we social workers like to call it a person-centered planning model, and basically it focuses on you as a whole person, not just meeting your social needs, your recreational needs, and your concrete needs, just as, you know, where you're going to get your food and how you're going to get to medical appointments. So it really looks at you as a total person, and each circle of support is going to be different because my needs and my wants and desires for how I want to age in place are going to be different than yours.
And I think it's important, always changing.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
Don't be in a panic if you don't have all these, you know, figured out today, you know, that it's something that's ongoing, that as you go and you fill it in and figure out things.
Christina, you're absolutely right. I mean, today I'm fine, and tomorrow, and this really did happen, I fell.
Yeah.
I took a fall, and for about a week, I could not do my own shopping, and I couldn't walk more than two blocks. Mm-hmm. So I had to rely on somebody else to do this for me. I don't have the advantage of living in the town of North Hempstead, and I'm not a senior yet.
And you're not ashamed of that.
And I'm not ashamed of that at all.
I wouldn't be talking about that.
So again, you know, this type of circle of support, it's not just for seniors, it's for everybody. Right. And again, the circle of support was a catalyst of Project Independence mission. And the knowledge that you have to plan everything in your life.
And that's what, you know, as Nancy was saying, you know, it's about planning and it's about preventing. You know, you don't want the emergency to happen and not know what, oh my God, who do I call? What do I do? You know, this is, so you have everything, you know, laid out, and well, you can even give it a copy to your children so your children know, you know, who you might call in, you know, A, B, and C circumstances.
Absolutely. And what's incredible, once you actually, you've been doing this your entire life, whether it be your friend who put your kids on the bus, mm-hmm. or even when you were in elementary school, you missed a day of school and your friend would actually bring you your homework to do. Yeah, that was way before email.
Right.
But this was part of your circle of support. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we've actually formalized mm-hmm. it. And again, we know that aging, it's a normal thing. It's a normal process. But as we age, we can encounter some limitations. And we really need the help. So it's not just filling this out just for you. It's filling it out right. for all the people in your life that could say, okay, if this should happen, I know what my role and responsibility is. So it's the kind of tool that you just don't keep it for yourself. You give it to your friend, your family, your doctor. I spoke with one senior the other day who said, I took my worksheet and I put it in my refrigerator next to my vial of life. So that in the event of a problem, everybody would actually know what their role and responsibility would be during this emergency. And I want to preface, this is not just an emergency planning tool. It's a tool for life. Mm-hmm.
That's very, very, it's amazing what you're telling us. And it's so true, though, because just by going through, which you'll go through as we go on, the filling in all this information, you're talking to people, you're expressing what you want, what your needs are. And so therefore, when something does happen, your friends and your family don't sit there saying, what do we do now?
Exactly.
And I think it's important, too, because, you know, it does start the conversation. So you realize, oh, my God, I have a gap here. I never mm-hmm. even thought that, you know, I might not know what to do in this circumstance, you know. So it's definitely gets the ideas flowing, which I think is wonderful.
And that's it.
That's a huge
creating,
point.
Yeah, it's definitely creating a dialogue. I have seniors in the town coming to me and saying, you know, I'm talking to my friends about this. I'm talking to my family about it. And what we find very interesting, one of our PI nurses, Kelly Steinman, shared with me that the senior filled out her circle of support and then sent one to her children that live out of state. And the perception of the senior in terms of what their support system was and what the children thought were totally different.
Right.
So the whole idea is to get
everyone on the same page.
On the same page, which is your page,
yes.
not their page,
That's
which is an important
right.
thing.
Right. And now we're gonna talk about empowerment. You know, I think it's so important for people to realize you've been living, hopefully, a successful life, and you want to continue to do so. This is to empower you. This is to make your needs known. And obviously, like anything else, what you put into it, you get out of it. So if you're filling out this tool, which I'd like to go into greater detail about.
Absolutely, yeah. This is tremendous.
Yeah, you can see what the strengths are, and you could see what the weaknesses are. And if there are weaknesses in your circle, then at least you're aware of it, and then you can then make changes. And if you need the tools to make those changes, whether it be, well, my best friends have died or they moved away, how do I meet new people? Well, right. you might say to yourself, well, I should go to the Project Independence exercise program because I'll meet the same people week after right. week, and maybe I can replenish my friends and have those type of intimate relationships again. So it's what you put into it.
And also, just to throw it out right now, 311. Call the number. You'll get the information. You'll find out scheduling. It's tremendous what you're putting together here, but you have to take the first step, which is 311.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is not something a lot of people may say, oh, I'm really going to be putting my life on this piece of paper. No, what it's going to do is empower you, because then you can make the changes that you need to. You can get the resource information. So if there are any significant changes or circumstances in your life, as John said, we want you to call 311 and we will put you in contact with one of our PI staffers who will help you complete your circle of support.
And I think that's what's huge in this too, is that, you know, you might be overwhelmed. Oh my God, where do I begin filling this out? By myself, you know, what do I do? You know, but that's what's amazing is that all of our social workers and nurses, you know, have.
We'll sit down and help them fill it out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's huge.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Oh, I thought you were sending it in the mail to them.
No, as a matter of fact, and, you know, Christina will certainly make these announcements. Through the months, I will be doing presentations all over the town. And you can always call 311 for more information about that. And we encourage any representatives of senior groups, libraries, we will share this information with whoever will listen. Wow. Because we do think it's going to have a tremendous positive impact, not just on your life, but the lives of the people that love you, because everybody will be on board.
I think it just makes everything easier for everyone, you know, because you're coming to and it's a very user-friendly document. It's a nice little booklet, you know, so it's easy to read and to fill out. So it's not super complex. It's not like you're filling out papers upon papers of something. So I think it's like extremely
and
important.
And it is. It's a definite thing. If you put something in writing, it sinks in better. I can have in my head all the things I want to do today. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I'll say, I forgot. That's why I usually carry a pad with me and I write the stuff down.
Yeah.
But you sit down and you do this, it becomes purposeful in your life. You said the word empowerment.
Well, again, you know, it's really, I'm going to use this analogy. Do any of you remember Superwoman mm-hmm. or Wonder Woman? And she would make a stance and feel very powerful. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, once you fill out this circle of support, you will feel empowered because now
Nancy's going to give out capes to everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That, you know, that's how passionate I think we all feel about this initiative, because it does give you power and control. You will be the director of your life. And, you know, we discussed this last time I was on. You may have wonderful children. You may have children that live, you know, out of state. You may have children that live 2 hours away. But they are part of your circle of support. They are not your total circle of support, because they will need help in helping you. And that's what we want to, you know, put this kind of information in, because you will see how many supports you have. And like I said, if you don't, we will help you get the resources on that worksheet, so you will know if something should change. Everybody will know exactly what to do on your behalf.
Terrific. And perfect timing for a break.
Oh,
you're unbelievable.
Wonderful.
You're a natural at this.
That's great. Thank you.
You're
so
listening
much.
To Thank Senior you. Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.